We toss around the phrase family values a lot, but whose values? And whose family? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new novels about two highly uncommon families. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. I really loved What Could Be Saved by Lisa O'Halloran Schwartz. It reminded me in some ways of both The Goldfinch and A Little Life, and I've been surprised that it's not getting much attention. I don't know if our little podcast can really change that, but I hope I convince a few of you listeners to check it out. The Preston family's four-year stay in Bangkok in the mid-1970s ends in disaster when one of their three children, 8-year-old Philip, disappears without a trace. 40 years later, his sisters get word that he's been found. Bea refuses to believe it's him. Laura gets on a plane to find out. The portrayal of the lives of expats, their children, and their servants in Thailand during the Vietnam War is detailed and fascinating. I particularly enjoyed the point of view of Genevieve Preston, the mother of the children. Genevieve's architect husband, who's a bit of a dolt, comes home from work one day with the news that his job will take the family abroad for a year. He says he will be working on a bridge, but the truth is quite different than that. As the bridge he's supposedly working on never gets built, 1 year turns into two, turns into four. Meanwhile, Genevieve, who studies and collects Asian art, becomes quite the queen bee of the expat ladies group, and lots of entertaining goes on in the fancy party room of their home. But eventually, she is bored to tears and makes some decisions she will regret. Her husband, too, is drifting. And then this unbelievable thing happens. The story that unfolds in the present is just as fascinating as the mysteries of the past are resolved with ever-darkening twists. I also fell for Good Neighbors by Sarah Langan. Speaking of darkening twists, Langan is the author of several previous novels in the horror genre and brings that sensibility to this suburban satire set on Long Island. Good Neighbors opens with an excerpt from a book supposedly published in the year 2043, 15 years after the events of the novel. It refers to a national obsession with the story of the Wilde family, people dressing as the Wilde family members and their neighbors for Halloween, even a long-running interactive Broadway show called The Wildes vs. Maple Street. Then we go back to 2027 and meet the Wildes themselves. Mother Gertie, an ex-beauty pageant queen, father Arlo, retired rock star and ex-junkie, kids Julia and Larry. The Wildes move from Brooklyn to Maple Street because, quote, Gertie has the idea that they'll be like undercover agents, learning the life secrets of the suburban middle class. They'd develop habits like them and wind up with better jobs like them. But when they got there, it hadn't been like that. Yeah, not much, especially after a sinkhole opens up in the park across the street and a neighbor's German shepherd is only the first to go down. What follows is a cascade of hypocrisy, sexual abuse accusations, mob violence, really unpleasant barbecues, and a fun, fast read.
The books are What Could Be Saved by Lisa O'Halloran Schwartz and Good Neighbors by Sarah Langan. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. That's also where you can find hundreds of book recommendations from past episodes of The Weekly Reader, so you will always have something wonderful to read. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.